WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board holds a special meeting today at noon.
Bryan School Board members will again be behind closed doors with their lawyer to discuss two items. The agenda also notes there may be action following the executive session. The board will consider pending or contemplated litigation or a settlement offer, which officials will not say whether that's related to the departure of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace last September. The other executive session item is the board's pending hearing before state authorities opposing the expansion of a ceramics plant in West Bryan. Before the private meeting, the board will consider changes to student dress codes for next year and possibly change salaries of unidentified campus administrators. The agenda for the open meeting also includes an update on developing next year's budget, which may or may not include asking voters for a property tax increase of 2 cents. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan College Station's Metropolitan Planning Organization's Policy Board will consider adopting their 2050 highway plan this afternoon. The MPO's Executive Director, Dan Rudge, says the final recommendations come after 10 public meetings and more than 2,000 comments.
It took us a long time to get through the process because we took every single comment and we considered every single comment. So we're really pleased with the number of comments that we received. And we'd really like to thank the people that took the time to comment because it really did lead to some major changes on the map.
There will be a time for public comment. Then the 5-member board has 3 options on how to proceed. Today's meeting starts at 2 in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room located inside the County Administration Building. Another project approved by College Station School District voters 3.5 years ago is about to start. That's after the board awarded a contract to convert the former purchasing building into the district's new technology department. CSISD's facilities director John Hall responded to a board member's question about who is testing construction materials.
The checks and balances, it's more of a third-party quality control type thing.
The total budget for the renovation is nearly $2 million. What started as a verbal argument near the Northgate District early Saturday morning resulted in a physical fight that landed one man in the hospital with a broken jaw. College Station police have not disclosed if they know what caused the dispute along University near Boyette. The victim wound up in the street after being struck by 2 of 3 Hispanic men involved in the initial altercation. No arrests have been announced. Summertime heat and humidity are back following our first brush with tropical storms. Speaking on our show, the City of Bryan's Emergency Management Director, Jerry Henry, says there are volunteer opportunities to assist when natural and man-made disasters take place.
The CERT program and also some training that we do that's called Are You Ready? We've also got volunteers that do search dog network, all kinds of things that we utilize to make things all work and coordinate the best outcome we can of an incident.
For more information about CERT, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team, or the Are You Ready program, you can contact the Brazos County Emergency Operations Center. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. Christy Fox Satsky Realtor, The Chocolate Gallery, Health South, and Paris Pink and Cowboy Blue Baby Boutique in Navasota. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Hey, there you go. It's 6:10. Let's check weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for today. Chance of a few showers or thunderstorms as well. 85 to 90, a few evening showers, then clouds, and low 70s overnight. Partial sunshine with a few showers or thunderstorms again Tuesday, upper 80s. Partly sunny with a thunderstorm Wednesday, high temperature, low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Florida will be facing LSU in Omaha for the College World Series. We'll take a look forward to that. Meanwhile, the Bombers game was called due to rain yesterday. The guys will carry their lead into the remainder of the game this afternoon. And the Astros wrapped up their road trip with a win over the Mariners while the Rangers took down the Yankees in New York. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so there are plenty of how are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Okay, it's a Monday.
Yeah.
All day long.
We have a week, and, you know, who knows what it could do. As far as the weather, man, you could just turn your sprinkler system off, and that doesn't happen. Everything okay in there? What are you doing, Brad?
Sorry about that.
Emptied your pockets, are you?
I'm trying to fix this headphone jack here. It was all messed up from the weekend. You know the gremlins.
They let the aliens in. That's true. So anyway, it rained at least at my house for a while yesterday.
Yeah, it rained at mine as well.
Good little rain, you know, that's soaked in, doesn't run off, you know, get to turn the sprinklers off. You don't have to do that.
Yep.
40% chance of rain today and tonight. And, of course, what's great is the humidity is so high, you know, which is really like that. It's always good to have.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah,
tomorrow is a 50% chance of rain during the day, and then it diminishes a little bit. But we're back up to 50% on Thursday. So there you are. The mosquitoes should be rampant.
Good.
Yeah, because, if you don't feel like you've been bitten enough.
Yeah, I've got a few new ones from the weekend.
Yeah, so that should happen. Don't forget to, heartworm your dogs, make sure they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other folks out there, like plenty of people who don't get to go to Disneyland ever. In their lifeline. Then there's the guy from California who's been 2,000 days.
In a row?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
There's the kicker.
Disneyland announced on Thursday that a Huntington Beach man had crossed through the park's entrance for the 2,000th day in a row. It's magical. I never expected that it would turn into this much when I started back in 2012.
Wow.
His visit started January 1, 2012, after a friend gave him a season pass to help brighten his spirits as he was looking for a job. For the next 5 years, he says he looked forward to his daily trips to the park, even coming on days he had to work. Visits often included enjoying the music, interacting with park cast members, and watching other guests have a good time. His favorite show or attraction was the Matterhorn Bobsled Adventure.
So he did find a job during all of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently
that's
so.
Good.
It is good. Just because he's now visited the park 2,000 days in a row doesn't mean that the Air Force veteran wants to stop. It's just the opposite. In fact, he says he wants to make daily visits for as long as he is able. His annual pass will expire in January.
I like how he said he never expected it to wind up like that. You never do, you know?
No, you know, I do.
Every time you think about going to the happiest place on earth for 2,000 days in a row, you're never really planning
it,
right?
No, you don't. And you're going, and he walks in, he goes, what am I doing today?
Right.
Does he have a routine? Does he go into the...
And I guess, he can go an hour at a time.
That's probably right, yeah.
Info.
I think for most of us, we know that we have to stay there for this inordinate amount of time because we paid so much to get
doesn't.
In.
Yeah. No. It's kind of like frequent flyer pass.
Yeah.
It's like us going to a sporting event. Right. Don't we get in free? What the heck?
Exactly. Yeah.
They we'll see stay him coming. He's like, oh, hey, how's it going? How's it going, Linda?
Oh, yeah, he knows everybody.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
It's the Brian College Station Chamber of Commerce 3rd Annual Founders Night, sponsored by McLean Intelligent Solution. This fun mix-and-mingle evening celebrates the establishment of our Twin Cities, Bryan and College Station. It's July 13th at the LaSalle Hotel in downtown Bryan from 6 to 9. Interact with past, present, and future leadership of our community and enjoy live music, door prizes, and refreshments. Founders Night is open to the public, and for a $50 ticket, you're supporting the Chamber's leadership and youth programs. Visit bcschamber.org.
You know, I was just going to look. Even, I mean, they don't let you bring food in, do they? Surely they don't.
No, yeah.
So no, I don't think it's like Schlitterbahn where you get to bring your own picnic.
Yeah, you don't get to do that.
They're making plenty of money off of him, at least off of food.
I mean, is he sitting in the parking lot slamming down a sub sandwich before he goes in just because that sandwich had cost him $8 outside the park would cost him $17 inside the park?
Right.
I just wonder. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where you frequent a place enough, they just start giving you the hookup.
Mm-hmm. You think?
You know, you go see Jerry over at the popcorn stand for the 1,000th day in a row.
Okay, could be.
Jerry's finally just going to hand you over a free bag.
Yeah. He's a VIP. Give him what he wants.
Okay,
but he's still spending money. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
All right, here we go. It's 26th of June. It is day 177. I got 188 of them to go. It is, how quaint is this? Milkman Day. Now, we were just discussing this at the house the other day about how, of course, the way we shop for food has changed a lot.
Right.
But for a while, I mean, I can remember, of course, I'm an old person, but growing up, how we would have the milk delivered to our house. Mm-hmm. Now, we lived in town and all that kind of stuff, and you had this little rack you left out with a notice to what you wanted. And the milkman would bring it there and then bill you at the end of the month.
Okay.
How quaint is that?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And, but, you know.
My milk bill.
Yeah. But the deal is that continued certainly for any number of years when milk was available at the grocery store. People still would have the milk delivered. Because a long time ago, you had milk and you had the produce guy who would be out there someplace. And then you would go to the butcher shop for meat. And that's the way people shopped back you know, in the day, 100 years ago, and even, you know, 75 years ago. But we're going to celebrate Milkman Day, and I don't know if there's a milkman around anymore.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, how times have almost reverted. Now people can order groceries online get them delivered to their house.
Yep. It's kind of full circle, really.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so it's Milkman Day if you happen to know one. Beautician's Day.
Okay.
Now,
I don't think they really use that term much anymore.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, is that maybe to the point that they would almost be offended.
Right.
A chance for you to show appreciation to the people who make you look stunning and beautiful. Okay. Okay. That's fine.
Right.
Unless you're not happy with what they did.
Yeah.
So, and I wonder where that word came from. Because if... I mean, couldn't that partially assume you're not beautiful until you go see the beautician?
Until you go see the beautician.
Yeah. That's just shaming there, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly. How do you look? Well, I haven't seen the beautician.
Maybe that's where the change came
could
from.
Could be. Here's one. Please take my children to work day.
Nice.
I kind of like that. And we'll top it off with chocolate pudding day.
All right.
I love chocolate
good
pudding.
On all sorts of stuff. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Ariana Grande is 24.
Oh, okay.
She was the one who, you know, in Manchester, the bomb went off at her concert.
Yep.
So Aubrey Plaza is 33. She was very funny on Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Jason Schwartzman's 37. He's been in a lot of stuff, mostly kind of those indie film type ones like Rushmore and Darjeeling Limited and stuff like that.
Sure.
Michael Vick is 37.
Oh.
Derek Jeter.
Hey, there
43.
We go.
There's
that's a better one.
Retired
better.
Guy that hasn't done anything wrong. Gretchen Wilson's 44. She's a singer.
Country singer.
All right.
Chris O'Donnell's 47. He's been in a lot of stuff. Most recently, I guess, NCIS Los Angeles.
Was Robin in Batman and Robin.
That's right. Was George Clooney his Batman? I don't remember who that was.
Yeah,
is that
I'm not sure either.
How do I know that?
I know. Same.
I forget important stuff.
I think he was in two of them. He was in the last two that were not from the newer series or whatever.
Right.
So Val Kilmer and George Clooney were his Batmans.
All right, there you go. Okay.
Nick Offerman's 47, another Parks and Rec alum, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Sean Hayes is 47 from Will and Grace, played Jack.
Jack.
Yeah, and he was also Larry in the Three Stooges movie.
Really? Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mark McKinney is 58. He was, of course, on Saturday Night Live and Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Very funny guy.
Yeah.
Patty Smythe from rock singer formerly in Scandal.
Okay. You know she's married to.
John McEnroe.
Yeah, John
that's
McEnroe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's scary.
Very scary. Chris Isaac is 61.
Uh-huh.
Wow, 61?
Wow. Ooh. Yeah, making you feel old.
Yeah. And Billy Davis Jr., singer in the Fifth Dimension, is 79.
There you go. Shannon Sharp, he was a football player. He's 49. Yeah. And Greg LeMond, who was Mr. Cycle, you know, before that other guy.
Ah, gotcha.
And before Lance Armstrong ever showed up. And so, yeah, he's 56 today. So
okay.
There you go. All right, that's it. 620 out there.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The next natural investigation to follow is Hillary Clinton, and the statute of limitations have not passed here. And I will tell any of you that if you mishandled classified information, destroyed classified information, and because of your mishandling, five foreign intelligence agencies got access to it, you would be in jail today, including me. Tired of this two-tiered justice system among the elite, powerful, connected, the arrogant against we the people. It's time for the truth to be told. Democrats, you caused this. You push and you push, you push your lies, conspiracy theories, and falsehoods. You know what? You opened the door for all of this. So maybe we owe you a debt of gratitude. And by the way, Mueller needs to recuse himself.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud. But credit card fraud isn't the only form of identity theft. And if you're just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, well, you could miss some forms of identity theft. Like, for example, your information being for sale on the dark web. That means somebody getting an online payday loan in your name or even someone draining your 401k. Now, thank God there's LifeLock. Now, they use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. You have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. And we can't prevent all identity theft, monitor every transaction, but with LifeLock.com, you can see more than you'd see by just monitoring your credit. Join now. You get a 10% discount just by visiting LifeLock.com/Hannity or just call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity and save 10%.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bombers Baseball, tonight at Nutribold Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
For over 35 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 16 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley.
So normally when I do the bit of info, I'll give you a little story from around the country or even around the world, something that might be uplifting or something that might even make you laugh. But occasionally I like to say something that's straight from the heart. And that's what I got for you today in today's bit of info. I'm Brad Mitchell. So I saw on Twitter yesterday a quote that really seemed to nail it. It said, "If we were ever close and had a falling out, just know that I still have love for you. I'm better without you, but I'm still cheering for you." That really hit home for me because I've recently thought about a few fallouts I've had with people maybe 10, 15, even 20 years ago. And even when I remember exactly what they were about and how they made me feel, I also realize in hindsight how foolish and petty the situations were, even when they seemed super important at the time. In fact, I could probably think of only one grudge I'll likely hold till the end, but even that's something I never think about. Fact is, people are people. We're all the heroes of our own story, for better or worse. We almost always think we're in the right, even when no one's really wrong. But in time, life changes, people change, and eventually none of that stuff really matters. On a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everything drops to zero. I believe that applies to Fallouts as well. Oh, and if you take out the line, I'm better without you, this applies to friends that you've never even had a falling out with, but maybe you've lost touch with or you don't see as often as you'd like. For me, that's because I'm a terrible time manager. In any case, if you're one of those people, I've got nothing but love for you, and I'm quietly cheering you on as I silently stalk you on social media. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Good morning, it's 626, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, the weather is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is your top priority. You can call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Well, look for rain, chance of it, really every day this week. And we'll start out with a 40% chance of rain today and tonight. It's up to a 50% chance of rain on Tuesday, diminishing on Tuesday night. But Wednesday, we're back at 40%. And then Thursday and Thursday night, we're at 50%. And Friday, 40%. So just a matter of there's going to be a lot of humidity out there. And because of the temperatures, it may be able to fire up a little bit. One thing we do get because of the clouds, a little bit of a break as far as the temps are concerned this week, will probably just be right around 90. And at least today, winds will be out of the east and southeast, which will make it feel a little bit better. Right now, we're looking at 71 fairly pleasant degrees out there.
The Bryan Broadcasting family of radio stations invites you to the I Love America celebration at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on July 4th, hosted by the College Station Noon Lions Club. The museum is open free to the public all day, and beginning at 5 p.m., the fun begins. Concessions, kids zone, live music, and fireworks. Free parking is available at designated areas. Go to bush41.org/events for additional information and complete schedule and times. The I Love America celebration, July 4th at the Bush Library and Museum.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Japan's crisis hit car parts maker Takata filed for bankruptcy protection today and says its CEO will quit after a deadly airbag crisis that triggered the auto industry's biggest ever safety recall. The company is facing lawsuits and huge costs over a defect blamed for at least 16 deaths and scores of injuries. The scandal affected almost every major global automaker, including Toyota and GM. U.S.-based auto parts maker Key Safety Systems will buy Takata for about $1.6 billion. Takata's liabilities are expected to exceed $9 billion. Transformers had the top spot on the box office list, but that's pretty much all the good news the movie generated in its debut weekend. Transformers, the last night, took in $43.5 million over the weekend and close to $70 million since its opening Wednesday. All the other Transformer movies opened with at least $97 million in their first weekends. Wonder Woman and Cars 3 tied for second place. And that's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Final action could be taken this afternoon on future highway plans in the Twin Cities. Dan Rudge of the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization says they took into account what developers might do in the year 2050.
And that was one of the issues that we dealt with a lot, was trying to balance the concerns of the agricultural operations throughout the county with the potential for development encroaching upon them because of where we've placed proposed roadways.
There are also a pair of long-term statewide projects that affected the local highway plan. One is the new Interstate 14 eventually coming through the Twin Cities, and we would be impacted if a deepwater port is built up the Gulf of Mexico in Freeport.
And if that becomes a reality, they will have a road constructed that would bypass downtown Houston and would essentially end right where State Highway 6 and 290 meet in Hempstead. So that traffic would then come straight up State Highway 6 towards us.
The recommendations followed 10 public meetings and more than 2,000 comments. Today's meeting of the MPO Policy Board starts at 2 in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room in the County Administration Building. Last Monday night, the Bryan School Board spent 3 hours behind closed doors with their lawyer. This afternoon, there's a special meeting in part to resume their secret discussion on two topics.
The difference is that the agenda for today's meeting indicates possible action following the executive session. The action could involve the Bryan School Board's upcoming hearing before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, where the board opposes the expansion of a ceramics plant in West Bryan. And or the possible action might involve a legal matter that the board and district officials won't confirm or deny involves the buyout of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace last September. Before the executive session, Bryan board members will receive another update on developing next year's budget, which may or may not include asking voters for a property tax increase that would also generate more state revenue. Action might be taken on changes to the district's dress code and or changing salaries of unidentified campus administrators. Today's meeting starts at noon at the Bryan ISD Central Office. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station school board members at their last meeting approved spending nearly $2 million to turn the former purchasing building into the district's new technology headquarters. In response to a board member's question, Facilities Director John Hall says a third party will be testing construction materials.
That's where we check concrete to make sure that our compressive strength on our concrete cylinders are correct, and if we have to do any dirt work, testing density, asphalt, that sort of thing.
This is part of a bond issue approved by CSISD voters in November 2013. College Station Police has not announced any arrests in a weekend assault where the victim was beaten unconscious and left on University Drive in the Northgate District. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment of a broken jaw. Investigators were told Saturday, just after 2 a.m., the victim and three Hispanic men were arguing about something that has not been disclosed when two of the three suspects punched the man in the face. Four more children in Texas have died after being left inside vehicles during hot weather. In Weatherford, west of Fort Worth, the Parker County Sheriff's Office arrested a woman after determining after the mother's 2-year-old daughter and 16-month-old son were placed in a hot car to teach the girl a lesson. Investigators were told the mother went back into her home, smoked marijuana, and took a 2-hour nap. In Fort Worth, police say a 3-year-old boy died after he climbed into a parked car in his yard. Investigators believe he was in the car for at least 45 minutes as outdoor temperatures approached 100 degrees. And in Houston, police continue to investigate the death of a 7-month-old boy who died after he was left in a car while his father was inside working. Local emergency management officials were among those monitoring the first tropical storm of the season. The city of Bryan's emergency management director, Jerry Henry, says preparations never stop for natural and man-made disasters.
We have a plan, our Brazos County interjurisdictional plan that we work with, and that's coordinated with the city of College Station, Bryan, A&M, and then the county.
Henry invites those who are interested in becoming volunteers when disasters take place to go through training that is available from the Brazos County Emergency Operations Center. And an already busy intersection in Bryan has become more congested. City officials say there will be various lane closures on Villa Maria at Carter Creek at the site of the new Sol Ross Elementary School. The work by city contractors began over the weekend with the start of replacing traffic signals through September. Expect lane closures on weekdays between 8 and 5 as contractors finish installing new signals, repaving streets, and replacing sidewalks. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Hey, 6:37. Good morning. Checking weather, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for today. Chance of a few showers or thunderstorms as well. 85 to 90, a few evening showers, then clouds, and low 70s overnight. Partial sunshine with a few showers or thunderstorms again Tuesday, upper 80s. Partly sunny with a thunderstorm Wednesday, high temperature, low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it'll be Florida versus LSU in the College World Series. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Rangers bested the Yankees in New York while the Astros took down the Mariners to increase their league-leading record. And Jordan Spieth joined Tiger Woods as the only players in the modern era with 10 victories before turning 24 after his victory at the Travelers Championship. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I mean, one shot he hit a tree and it bounced back into the fairway.
Yeah,
and then the last shot was what, out of the bunker right into the hole. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty good.
The celebration with his caddy is just great.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
they discussed, I think, on pardon the interruption, last week, early in the week, kind of what we had discussed, in that without a Tiger Woods, without a real one single personality face thing, hey, I'm going to tune in because of, they were questioning whether golf has become kind of a niche sport that so few people really want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because even, of course, there are those kind of sports. There's kind of sports that you could never do yourself, and so you watch those. That's like all the football guys who are drinking beer and eating pizza going, yeah, I could get out there and show them something. Or they're I think of tennis and golf. people who play that game quite often prefer to play the game rather than watch the game.
Yeah.
True.
And
true.
So they are different kinds of fans from that standpoint. And if it's just a pedestrian golf tournament and there's no super rock star out there to watch, are you really going to take the time to trouble to do that? Are you going to go out and play yourself, or are you just going to do something else?
Mm-hmm. So, right.
Jordan's young, and again, that's when it's a finish like that, that's kind of helps out a little bit. All right, here we go. This is supposedly the week, and let's just say right off that it appears the Republicans do not have enough votes in the Senate to pass the health care reform bill. But it's Sunday, and they have to bring everybody out there so that they can show off and talk and do all their talking points. And so yesterday, Tom Price, who's the Health and Human Services Secretary, is on the shows. I think he's on Fox News. So here we go.
What we're trying to do here, admittedly, is to thread a needle and make it so that, as the president says, every single American needs to be able to have access to the kind of coverage that they want.
Uh-huh.
Ensuring that pre-existing illnesses are covered, ensuring that there are no lifetime caps, ensuring that individuals, again, have the kind of choices that are necessary so that the system is responsive to people, to patients, not responsive to government.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. I hope that makes you feel better by saying that, but still. There are more and more senators who are kind of digging their little tasseled loafers into the carpet going, I don't know if I want to vote for this or not.
Yeah.
Which is their way of going, what kind of special things can you do for me?
Right.
Now, what's supposed to happen today is there's this thing called the Congressional Budget Office, which everybody used to say was fine, that they did a great job. The Republicans used to say that until the Congressional Budget Office started saying stuff the Republicans didn't like.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the Congressional Budget Office sucks at what they do because they're not saying that this legislation looks good. Tom Price again.
The Congressional Budget Office does a pretty good job usually of saying what something's going to cost. They've been woefully inadequate in being able to predict what kind of coverage. For example, they said, the Congressional Budget Office said, that right now Obamacare would cover about 23 or 24 million people. In fact, it's about 10 million people. So they're off by a significant factor, and we believe that they're off by a huge factor here as well, because they don't give any credit for individuals purchasing some type of insurance that the CBO says isn't credible insurance.
Okay, credible insurance. Okay, if you're not glazed over by now, then you understand this. But again, most of us don't.
Right.
And I'm reading an article over the weekend, some guy who's the authority on this, and the story is like 2.5 pages. But it wasn't that many words. And I'm lost in it. I mean, three paragraphs in, he's saying metrics and crap like that that most of us don't understand. There's some graph there that you have to be a specialist to understand. And I'm not saying it's supposed to be easy.
Right.
But until they can make it where the interested American, not even the average American, the interested American can understand
Someone who wants to understand take the time to understand it.
If those folks can't plow through this, then
nobody's going to be able to.
Yeah. And again, I don't know. From what I recall, Ronald Reagan had a plan for catastrophic care. In other words, if something horrible happened to you, it was going to cost you hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars back then the government would help out. Other than that, you fend for yourself and you go into the marketplace.
Right.
And that's what they were doing. Well, then it becomes a birthright to have health insurance because you're a U.S. American. Well, that isn't right.
Mm-hmm. And if you say no, that you can't have it, if you can't have free health care, then you're just killing people.
Sure.
You're responsible for everybody's death. We're all going to die.
Very, very complicated. So anyway, but the bottom line is it appears that he does not have the votes for it. We'll see if that changes. In the meantime, a guy named Jason Chaffetz, you may have heard of him, he is calling it quits, I think, today. He is gone today.
The chair of the House Oversight Committee, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, is stepping down this week after leading investigations into Planned Parenthood and Hillary Clinton's emails. Chaffetz is known as someone who doesn't hold back. However, critics say he should be investigating potential conflicts of interest in the Trump administration. But now it's up to someone else.
There's always something going on. There are always a laundry list of literally hundreds of types of investigations that are going on.
Chaffetz saying so long because he says he can't take the thought of another 200 to 300 days on the cot in his office.
Simply from the bottom of my heart, want to say thank you.
In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And guess what? He's going to make a whole lot more money doing whatever he does.
Yeah.
That's not a bad reflection on him. There's a lot of them who do that. They just go, hey, I can go out and do other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can use my job as a former congressperson to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Then there's the we have the legislative, the executive, oh yes, and the judicial branch, the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to the end of the Supreme Court's term.
Six cases from this term remain undecided, among them some of the more controversial questions the justices faced this session. Three of the cases were argued before Justice Neil Gorsuch joined the court. Gorsuch did take part in a still-to-be-decided church versus state challenge over a Lutheran church being denied state funding for safe playground surfaces. Opinions are also still expected on a couple of immigration detention and deportation challenges and whether the parents of a Mexican teen killed in a cross-border shooting can sue a U.S. Border Patrol agent. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And there's word that Justice Kennedy might be retiring. A little bit of chatter about that over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Yeah, which would mean, again, one more Trump nominee to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And
right.
If you think the last one was contentious.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be ridiculous.
More.
Yeah.
I don't know. On the Texas scene, after 7 weeks of court filings and press conferences and statements and all that, a federal lawsuit over the new immigration enforcement law in Texas, known as Senate Bill 4, going to be heard today in San Antonio. Tight security. And it's really kind of in a small courtroom. Just two of the things that are going to make it difficult for, you know, we'll have stuff tonight at 5 o'clock on, this afternoon at 5 o'clock on what goes on. But that gets started in San Antonio today. And I don't know, anything else out there that looked fun or interesting to you guys?
He had a few things to say about healthcare over the weekend.
Oh, did the Trumpster?
He did.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. The leader of the free world.
The leader
world.
Of the free world.
Okay, who's got a phone and he knows how to use
he
it.
He does know how to
All
use
right,
it.
Here we go.
So let's go back to Saturday.
Yeah.
Democrats slam a GOP health care proposal as Obamacare premiums and deductibles increase by over 100%. Remember, keep your doctor, keep your plan?
Yeah.
And then he said, Obama administration officials said they choked when it came to acting on Russian meddling of election. They didn't want to hurt Hillary?
No, they choked.
Yeah. And I cannot imagine that these very fine Republican senators would allow the American people to suffer a broken Obamacare any longer. And then finally, yesterday, this is my favorite. Hillary Clinton colluded with the Democratic Party in order to beat crazy Bernie Sanders. Is she allowed to so collude? Unfair to Bernie. So he calls him crazy, but then he says it's unfair.
Well, and speaking of the Bernster, actually, the major network starting to pay attention to a growing story surrounding his wife.
Oh.
CBS News confirms that both have hired defense attorneys amid an FBI investigation of Bernie Sanders and his wife.
Interesting.
Loan that Jane Sanders obtained to expand Burlington College, where she was its president. Politico says the first major outlet to report the story was a small Vermont website called vtdigger.org and has been following the story for some time. Jane is being accused of distorting donor levels in a 2010 loan application for $10 million. Now, here's the deal. When you sign a loan app, you say, what I told you is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you do. You sign that says, I haven't fudged any numbers here. Anyhow, what they were trying to do is buy 33 acres of land for the college. Ms. Sanders' push for the school's land acquisition was cited in a press release by the college when it shut down last year.
I've been on that campus before,
uh-huh.
And it kind of reminds you of like a creepy summer camp.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like in a movie where there's that creepy summer camp that's like haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Burlington.
Wow. All right. You got it. 6:49.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Could you use a little air about now? Texas summers can get pretty stifling, and the wisest gardeners among us make provision to cope with the weather. With 8 or 10 weeks of tropical heat yet ahead, there are some great ways of beating the high temperatures, cooling the summer. Our program today, right after this message. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care is perfect for controlling insects and diseases as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. This product's exclusive formula feeds and protects against insects and diseases in one easy step. There's no spraying. You just mix it in a watering can and pour it at the base of the plant. Three systemic products in one. It fertilizes, feeds, and renews. It has the perfect blend for strong roots, shoots, and blooms. Insect control of aphids, lace bugs, leaf beetles, leaf hoppers, mealybugs, thrips, and white flies. And disease control for up to 6 weeks of black spot and powdery mildew and southern blight. 6 weeks protection against major problems of roses. Also hibiscus, iris, azaleas, camellias, and other flowers and shrubs. Growing beautiful roses, flowers, and shrubs has never been easier. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. BAYER. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. If you're trying to cool the summer, you want to maintain free flow of air through the summer. Don't plant dense shrubs and don't erect tall fences and walls that will keep the winds from reaching your pool or patio area. You can build privacy screens that will still allow air to filter on through. Wooden fences can be louvered so they give privacy, yet air can whisk between the slats. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in security and enclosure without blocking any of the air movement. Welded wire fencing is less expensive, less formal, and virtually as effective at enclosing, containing, and securing without blocking the breeze. You want to remove the lowest limbs from dense shrubs and shade trees. You can create a horticultural equivalent of a wind tunnel by directing the air beneath the plants and onto your lawn and patio. If you've ever been between tall city buildings on a cold, windy day in the wintertime, you have felt those effects of channeled air. Turn that concept 90 degrees onto its side, and you can have the same impact in your landscape. All that wind blowing in from the coast, in fact, in parts of Texas, has to go somewhere. Let it go beneath your trees and large shrubs and onto your sweaty body. Again, to use an analogy from a different element of nature, think about what a river does when it comes through a constricted canyon. By removing lower limbs, you create a sort of rapids of airflow. Misting, more accurately fogging, is an option. Our grandparents used swamp coolers. Parts of Texas still do. These were boxes that hung from windows. Water dripped through Excelsior pads around their perimeters and recirculated back through the system many times each hour. As the fan pulled water across the pads, the evaporation of that water cooled the air, which was then blown into the house. This is still the principle by which Texas greenhouses are cooled in the summer, and it's virtually the same concept that restaurants use to cool patrons dining and visiting in their courtyards and on their patios. There are home mist systems that specialists can install around your entertainment zone, and they will cool you down. What more quaint way to tame the heat than to hang a ceiling fan from a huge tree limb or patio roof? Electricians can help you. There are special housings to keep water out, and there are fans that are made to withstand these conditions. Of course, you want to ask for the help of a pro and conceal the fan as best you can. Camouflage green blades, for example, would be better than fire engine red. If you don't want to hang a ceiling fan from above, consider mounting small oscillating fans beneath the eaves of your house or gazebo. There are ways. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines work in little spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, in Omaha, Alex Fajardo pitched 3-hit ball for 7 1/3 shutout innings in a second straight strong performance against TCU. And Florida moved to the College World Series Finals with a 3-0 win. Number 3 national seed Florida is looking for its first championship in baseball. Meanwhile, LSU beat number 1 national seed Oregon State 6-1 to reach the College World Series Finals. The Tigers won their third straight elimination game, including back-to-back victories over Oregon State. LSU will go head-to-head with the Gators in the best-of-3 finals beginning tonight at 6 p.m. Out at Nutrabolt, after earning a 5-0 lead in the first 3 innings, the remainder of the Brazos Valley Bombers game against the Texas Marshals was postponed yesterday due to rain. The game will resume today at 4:30 p.m., with Game 2 set to directly follow at the end of Game 1. Broadcast of both of those games can be heard on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, George Springer, Yuri Gurriel, and Evan Gattis hit long home runs, and the Houston Astros wrapped up another winning road trip, beating the Seattle Mariners 8-2. Skip A.J. Hinch gives credit to the bullpen as well.
They came up with a huge inning, and to a man, they came in and threw very well. Obviously, it's big to get a series win against these guys on the road, the way they've been playing, but we needed all of our guys to step up. The versatility of our pen has been talked about over and over again. It was in full effect today on the field. All those guys came in and did a nice job of stretching themselves to their limitations.
The Astros went 6-1 on this swing and improved to a major league best 29-9 on the road. They also own the top record in baseball at 52-25. The Astros have the night off tonight, but start a 3-game series with the A's tomorrow night at Minute Maid. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in New York,
and here's the pitch. Two swings. It's a high drive to deep right field. That's headed for the short porch. That ball is history into the second deck. A 3-run Jimmy Jack for Shin-Soo Chu.
Adrian Beltre, Shin-Soo Chu, and Drew Robinson each homered off Michael Pineda to build a 7-run lead, and the Texas Rangers held on to beat the New York Yankees 7-6. The Rangers improved to 11-5 over their past 16 games. The guys begin a 4-game road series with Cleveland tonight. First pitch for that one set for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Austin, Lance Armstrong's $100 million fraud trial is months away, yet his fight with the government and former teammate-turned-rival Floyd Landis is heating up. Armstrong wants to bar testimony and evidence, including the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency report that led to his downfall. Landis doesn't want Armstrong telling jurors about his own doping history or question his motives in a case that could earn him more than $20 million. Trial is scheduled for November. In Sonoma, Kevin Harvick ended a 20-race winless streak by capturing NASCAR's Monster Energy Cup race. Clint Bowyer was second, followed by Brad Keselowski as Ford cards went 1-2-3. Martin Truex Jr. led the first stage, and Jimmy Johnson took the second, but neither finished in the top 12. And out on the links, Jordan Spieth holed out from 60 feet for birdie from a greenside bunker on the first hole of a playoff with Daniel Berger to win the Travelers Championship. Here's Spieth.
It was a battle. Got off to a great start, and that putter kind of let me down a little for most of the round. Michael was phenomenal today. I needed him more than ever, more than any other tournament we've ever played. He was fantastic keeping me in it when I was kind of going a little mental out there.
The 23-year-old Spieth joined Tiger Woods as the only players in the modern era with 10 victories before they turned 24. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Summertime's here, but you can enjoy the outdoors. You can, and Amish Furniture for Generations can help you do that. What we've always talked about is the solid wood furniture that Amish Furniture for Generations has, and they do have solid wood outdoor furniture if you want to do that, but also a few years ago, Kent added some non-wood furniture, and it's a composite. One of the things that it does is it allows you to use some pretty wild and vivid colors if you want to do that, and it holds that color. And it lasts a long time, just like the solid wood furniture does. It just gives you a chance to maybe have something a little brighter outside. Now, the furniture that you get for the outdoors, much like the indoors, very, very popular ones like the slider. They have an outdoor slider. They have rocking chairs. And they also have things for your garden as well. If you want to do trellises, they can do that for you at Amish Furniture for Generations. That's the outside. But it could be the inside of your house, your office that you're looking for to make a change, to have furniture that will indeed last for generations to come. Well, stop and see Ken at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. Let's have a look at the weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We're going to have lots of clouds this week and lots of chances of rain. High temperature, make 90 maybe all week long. Today we do have a 40% chance of rain, and right now we've got winds out of the northeast.